It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. It's the AT&T Morning Line, and that is part of the official Kentucky Derby Festival activities. Lucky enough today to have the Commissioner of Kentucky Tourism, Mike Manget, here with us this morning. Good morning!
Morning, Brian. How are you?
We are doing great. I'm sorry we're doing this virtually again this year, but we're very glad to have you take the time to talk to us about tourism in the Commonwealth. And, you know, I grew up in Oklahoma, and I look back and I'm like, I loved being there. I loved my home state, but I don't think we had as much cool stuff to go see and do as we do here in Kentucky.
Well, I'll never trash another state, at least not on the radio. But no, absolutely. We've got so much to see and do here. And you know, you talk about the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Derby Festival. Of course, it's an event that has worldwide fame and renown, and it really opens a lot of doors for us. But you know, for one of the things we've really been pushing this year is our outdoor opportunities that are second to none, our lakes, our hiking opportunities, the gorge, eastern, you know, all of that. And it really about anything you want to do, you can do here in Kentucky. And that's what we hear from a lot of our visitors, especially first-time visitors. When they come in, they're like, I really didn't know I could have that type of experience here. And once they get here, it sounds like, just like you, they become advocates for us and go back and tell people, you have got to go to Kentucky. So it's a very special place, and I'm very privileged to have the opportunity to promote it.
Steeped in heritage. I mean, just generations of things that have just gotten better and better with time. Kind of like bourbon, I guess.
Yeah, just like bourbon. And speaking of bourbon, you know, most of our distilleries are reopened at some level for visitor experiences, and I know Buffalo Trace is just a little bit down the road from our office here, and they've been very busy, and they're taking, you know, all the safety protocols, which is important and what our consumers are wanting. But you know, one of the things that's really been a pleasant surprise throughout all this is the amount of investment that's still ongoing in our distilleries. You know, we've got two properties in Bardstown, one new in Log Still Distillery, which is going to be opening just in the next couple of months. And also Heaven Hill, that are making sizable investments in their visitor experience. So it just continues to grow and becomes even more of a calling card for us when we're promoting tourism.
What is your kind of hidden gem, like, you know, your back pocket thing? If somebody goes, tell me something about Kentucky I want to go see that I didn't know I could do here, what's the thing you would pull out and tell somebody?
Wow, there's so many. But one that I would pull out is the Baker Museum and Arboretum down in Bowling Green. I was unaware of this until about 5 or 6 years ago, but it's a phenomenal, it's a world-class art museum and a phenomenal arboretum as well right there in Bowling Green. It's little things like that that folks don't find or don't know about. And the other thing I would say is a lot of our downtowns, especially our smaller cities downtowns, you know, you hear quaint and things like that thrown around, but you know, I was fortunate. I actually served as the Bardstown Tourism Director for a couple of years. But you know, places like downtown Bardstown, downtown Elizabethtown, the shopping local—it's just a great experience. The people are so friendly, and now with a lot of the shared rental vacations or short-term rental vacations, excuse me, the Airbnbs, et cetera, you can really get an authentic experience in someone's hometown. Things again that we take for granted that are really eye-opening to a lot of our visitors.
All right. We are so lucky to have spoken to you this morning. That is Mike Manget, Commissioner of Kentucky Tourism. It is part of the AT&T Morning Line official Kentucky Derby Festival activities. Thank you so much.
Well, Brian, thank you for your time. Thanks for your support of the Morning Line, the Derby Festival, and of course, Kentucky Tourism. Everybody get out this summer, travel safely, and hopefully we'll be able to do this in person next year.
Hopefully so. Thank you. And we are Quixie 98.3.